Yeah, so one thing I didn't like was how you got it. Like when you go to pay with your phone, you got to double click and you got to get your face ID. So it's like, so you're stretching out your arm at the drive-thru to get the phone, pay by phone, and then you got to kind of like have it held so you can double click it to go ahead and acknowledge. But then it wants face ID, so you got to keep it close enough while getting your face in there. You know, and sometimes it's quite awkward, particularly at the drive-thru. But I understand you can eliminate that, so that may be a non-issue when all is said and done. But I don't know. I'm going to have to evaluate, well, then what security am I giving up for that? So there's that. The other one is like the space bar thing. Whenever I would scan a QR code with the camera, the little window would pop up in the bottom, and I would click it, and nothing would happen. And then I found there's a little icon off to the right. You click that, and you can choose what you want to happen. But it's like, so you got to scan it, then you got to go to that icon, then you say go to the website or whatever. And it's like, now I don't know if you can make it default or something, but I kept clicking that one on the bottom going, it's not doing it. How come it never does? You know, I scan the QR code, it clearly gets it, but it never goes there. And then I realized there was that little icon that made no sense at all until I clicked it. Said, oh, okay. Then it popped up a menu that said go to website, you know. So, you know, an annoyance, but maybe that will prove to be something I would really miss in a year's time. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I think you can prime the Apple Pay. So, like, you know, you double tap the power button, have it see your face, and the credit card thing comes up, and then you tap the reader. And I don't think it needs your face if you prime it.